Walker told reporters in Green Bay that from what he knew about the allegations against Cramer, he should no longer be the Assembly's majority leader.
Well, I definitely think the Assembly is right in asking him to step down from his position as a part of their leadership team. It's something where I don't have the details other than what I've read and heard about in the media. So beyond that, I'd have to wait a day or two to see it. But if it's true, I don't think there's any place for someone in the position of public trust to be in office if they've done those things.
Cramer checked himself into a treatment clinic shortly after news surfaced of the allegations, and yesterday his fellow Republicans said they had yet to hear from him. But Representative Joan Balwick, who's the caucus chair for Assembly Republicans, said she'd heard enough to recommend Cramer's removal from leadership.
Personally, of course, I feel that it is wholly inappropriate in having unwanted touching, which has been part of the allegations.
Balwick said she had not done her own investigation, but she said it would appear the allegations against Cramer are substantiated. Republicans are scheduled to meet later this morning to discuss the allegations before they take a vote on ousting Cramer. Balwick said they had not decided whether to replace him with another majority leader this legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.